Welcome back. I'm Michelle Steele. American Idol has entered its sixth season, and American Idol has certainly turned idols out of its own judges, and we've got one of them here with us today. It's Randy Jackson. Hi, Randy.
How are you?
Pretty good. Now, before we get into why you're here in New York, let's talk a little bit about Idol. We have to. Things could not be going better for the show, quite frankly. I mean, ratings are up year over year, every year since it's begun. It's electrified Fox. But what has it done for album sales? It's all about the bottom line for the music industry, right?
Well, no. It's done a lot for TV viewers, too. I mean, it's done a lot for us. But I think the album sales have been really good. Kelly Clarkson's last album sold 10 million copies worldwide, so that's huge. I think, you know, some of the kids are making better records. I think now Carrie Underwood's record is certified 4 times platinum, her debut record, which would make her the biggest debut artist. So,
sure.
You know, I think, you know, Fantasia's doing her thing. Clay's got a new record coming out, and there's 7 other Idol records coming out this fall. So a lot of the kids are doing really, really well.
So you may argue that it's revitalized the music industry.
I don't know if it's revitalized it, but it certainly helped it in an area that it thought, you know, it could never get anything. I mean, music on TV was pretty much gone.
Right. And let's talk about the actual show itself. I know that you're recruiting people. You and many other people are recruiting people, contestants on American Idol right now on a nationwide tour. Everyone asks if the talent's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
But are we going to see any more William Hongs this year?
William Hung is like a national treasure now, I think, but no, I'm just kidding. Listen, I think you see the good and the bad every time you do an audition, no matter what it is, if it's for singing or dancing or boat rowing or whatever it is, you know. But I think we get some crazy people out, but I'm always counting on America to unearth the best talent, and every season they never let me down. They always pick the right winner.
And we'll see it on season 6 as well, starting up in January. Now, the American Idol franchise is on in about 36 countries, apparently. And let's talk about the Randy Jackson franchise. You're in video games, you're in DVDs, you're even in cookie commercials. And today you're here with Nine Lives and Morris the Cat. Tell me a little bit about the Nine Lives initiative. And I know you've got a book called What's Up, Dog?
Yes.
Now, was it hard actually convincing these people? Were you surprised when you got the call from Nine Lives?
No, listen, I mean, I think, you know, if you're a huge animal lover, you love cats, you love dogs. I mean, you have 3 kids, and we have an array of pets, birds, turtles, hamsters, goldfish. We've had everything, frogs, we've had snakes, I mean, rabbits. I mean, you know, listen. So, I mean, the dog helping out the cats, come on, what could be better?
All right, so from the year of the dog to the year of the cat, huh?
That's right, very good, the year of the dog, that's right. So now it'd be the year of the cat next year, maybe.
Thank you so much, Randy. Thanks for being here. Again, that was Randy Jackson. He is one of the judges on American Idol. I'm Michelle Steele. Keep it locked on to the Forbes.com video network.